Mariners and Twins at Target Field. Sam Gabilio facing Urban Santana. Minnesota lost three straight at home with Santana on the mound, and this won't help in the top of the first.
And the 1-1 pitch, a drive to left. Deep it goes. Rosario on the warning track. Turns, it's gone. A hanging slider to Mitch Haniger, and two batters in, 2-0 Seattle. For the third straight game, Danny, the Mariners put up two in the opening inning.
You know, that was a breaking ball that had him, Haniger, fooled. But it goes to show you, you leave a ball up in the zone, maybe drop a Corey Provis name on you.
And they'll kick you out of the ballpark.
At the elevator.
They'll kick you out.
They would.
Not even back your seat.
Wow.
You're on 7th Street. Mm. Say that. Two down. Here's Zunino with two on. He swings and hammers one deep left center. This is way back towards the second deck and gone. A two-out big number put up by the Mariners. Valencia singled. Dyson singled. Now Zunino launches a three-run homer. And it's 5-0 Mariners.
And you've got Sano just one for his last 21. Get us right back in this ballgame. One swing and a bat. And a righty delivers. Curve swung high in the air. Left center field. Has a chance. Go! A breaking ball. And Sano didn't miss.
And the 0-1, a fly ball to left, down the line, in the corner, slicing to the sidewall. Gamble over, leaps up, and Gamble is down. Did he hang out of the ball? He did! What a catch from Ben Gamble. Took a big shot against the sidewall in foul territory down the left field line. Fell down to the ground, face, chest on the dirt. A huge collision, hat came off, hair is flying, and somehow hung out of the ball. So now a base hit should tie the game. So Dozier did swing and miss, but now the Twins are down to their last strike. It's 1-2 on Bryan. Righty to righty. And the pitch, a swing, a fly ball, center field. Dyson with the play. He squares the shoulders near the track. He'll catch it, and the Mariners hang on and win 6-4.
Seattle holds on 6-4 your final. The Mariners have won 12 of their last 17. And after pounding out a franchise record 28 hits on Tuesday, Minnesota collects just 8 on Wednesday as the Mariners bullpen 3 2/3 scoreless innings of relief in backup Sam Gabilio, who collects win number 3 on the year. The Twins have now lost 4 straight games at Target Field with Urban Santana on the mound, much to the dismay of their manager, Paul Molitor, who spoke to reporters after Wednesday's loss.
They do have a good hitting team, and you know, they got a couple of big names in the middle, but some of those other players are pretty good. Gamble's given us a lot of trouble. He's done a nice job as a table setter for those guys. And, you know, we can't seem to get him out in the first inning. But, you know, I think Irvin, you know, will tell you that, you know, he had a battle tonight. You know, probably didn't have as good a feel for his slider as he did his last game out. You know, the first one he threw was the one that got hit out over the fence. And then same thing with Zunino later on when he gave up the three-run homer. So, you know, he hung in there for 5. You know, we pitched pretty well out of the pen. Took us a while to get on track offensively, but we made it interesting till the end. We just couldn't get that last hit.
Yeah, down 5 against a guy that's pitched pretty well for them. You have to be proud of your guys because all the way through the 9th, there were chances there.
Well, you know, Gaviglia, he shut us down early. It looks like he was hitting the spots. Had us a little bit off in terms of off-speed fastball combination. And we got the couple of homers to get us back in the game, and then Miggy got one too, so make it interesting. But, we just got a little bit too big of a deficit to try to overcome.
What did you like about Buxton's approach in the batter's box tonight?
He had a nice game. You know, was able to put that ball in play the first at-bat and sneak it down the line, and then he got another off-speed pitch that he hit out, took a walk. Put the ball in play in the 9th inning there and gave himself a chance. So, you know, he's working, you know, very diligently about trying to get his game on track offensively. And we're seeing a little bit of signs from time to time.
This 4-game set concludes Thursday. Southpaw Ariel Miranda on the mound for the Mariners against Jose Berrios for the Twins.